听力课堂，听 class.com。
第一节，听力预习，每段播放两遍，各段后有几个小节，各段播放前每小时有五秒钟的阅读时间，请根据各段播放内容举起相关小时，在五秒钟内从其中所给的 A、B、C 项中选出最佳选项，并在答题卡上将该项涂黑。听第一段对话，回答第一至第三个小题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Excuse me, madam, I'm looking for a place to eat. Can you tell me if there are any restaurants in this shopping centre?
Sure, there are several. What kind of food are you thinking about?
I'm not sure. Anything but fast food.
There's a nice Japanese restaurant upstairs. It's a little expensive, but the food is good.
Oh, sounds good. But I ate Japanese food last night. I'd rather try something else.
Okay. How about Italian? Or maybe Chinese?
Italian sounds good, but so does Chinese. I've been counting time. Are there any American places here?
Yes, there's a very good steakhouse downstairs across the parking lot. What do you think of it?
I'm sorry to be such a bother, but nothing strikes my fancy. I guess I just won't eat anything for a while.
Well, I'm afraid that's all we have here.
That's too bad. I'm sorry about my indecision. I guess what I really need is a good buffet.
I remember going to a buffet not far from here. They have food from several different countries. It's about 2 blocks away. Quite good, too.
That sounds great. Maybe I should do that.Excuse me, madam, I'm looking for a place to eat. Can you tell me if there are any restaurants in this shopping centre?
Sure, there are several. What kind of food are you thinking about?
I'm not sure. Anything but fast food.
There's a nice Japanese restaurant upstairs. It's a little expensive, but the food is good.
Oh, sounds good. But I ate Japanese food last night. I'd rather try something else.
Okay. How about Italian? Or maybe Chinese?
Italian sounds good, but so does Chinese. I've just counted time. Are there any American places here?
Yes, there's a very good steakhouse downstairs across the parking lot. What do you think of it?
I'm sorry to be such a bother, but nothing strikes my fancy. I guess I just won't eat anything for a while.
Well, I'm afraid that's all we have here.
That's too bad. I'm sorry about my indecision. I guess what I really need is a good buffet.
I remember going to a buffet not far from here. They have food from several different countries. It's about 2 blocks away. Quite good, too.
That sounds great. Maybe I should do that.
听第二段对话，回答第四至第六三个小题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Jan, are you going to miss me when I leave college next week?
Yeah.
No, Jan, seriously. I mean, you're always talking about how much money we'll save on food, hot water, and gas while I'm gone.
Of course I will. No, well, I'll miss you, of course. You know, I'm proud of you for that. Getting a university degree is a real accomplishment.
Exactly.
But let's go over the to-do list. Have you registered for food at the university canteen so you don't have to eat in the noodles every day?
Yeah, but Mum said I could take some food from home to get me started.
Okay, okay. You know, business administration would be a great major for you.
Well, Dad,
And future possibilities, a great salary, opportunities to make a difference in the community, and supporting...
Dad, I changed my major.
What? You changed your major? You switched majors?
Yeah, I really thought about it. After talking it over with Mum, I decided to major in wildlife science.
What?
Huh? Jan, are you going to meet me when I leave college next week?
Yeah.
No, Jan, seriously. I mean, you're always talking about how much money you'll save on food, hot water, and gas while I'm gone.
Of course I will. No, well, I'll miss you, of course. You know, I'm proud of you for that. Getting a university degree is a real accomplishment.
Exactly.
But let's go over the to-do list. Have you registered for food at the university canteen so you don't have to eat in the noodles every day?
Yeah, but Mum said I could take some food from home to get me started.
Okay, okay. You know, business administration would be a great major for you.
Well, Dad,
And future possibilities, a great salary, opportunities to make a difference in the community, and supporting...
Dad, I changed my major.
What? You changed your major? You switched majors?
Yeah, I really thought about it. After talking it over with Mum, I decided to major in wildlife science.
What?
Huh? Now I want to talk a little bit about how the courses are going on here in the United States. It's so different. I came from China, and even in college, all we have to do in the class is to be a good listener. You go to the class, you listen to whatever the professor or the teacher says, and take notes, and that's it. You go back home and do some review before exams. Maybe you walk out of the exam, you forget everything. But here, from the very beginning, the first class, you've got to be very active. You have to be prepared before you go to the class. You read the material the professor assigns to you, and you do some research. Maybe read the newspaper, like the Wall Street Journal for business students, and take some notes from the articles you read about the topic. Many of the professors give grades about the participation in class. So you cannot just keep quiet and take notes from whatever everybody else says. You have to speak out yourself, your opinion. It's very interesting, one of our professors said, you know, I don't want to listen to you like I agree with someone else. I want to know what your opinion is. Now I want to talk a little bit about how the courses are going on here in the United States. It's so different. I came from China, and even in college, all we have to do in the class is to be a good listener. You go to the class, you listen to whatever the professor or the teacher says, and take notes, and that's it. You go back home and do some review before exam. Maybe you walk out of the exam, you forget everything. But here, from the very beginning, the first class, you've got to be very active. You have to be prepared before you go to the class. You read the material the professor assigns to you, and you do some research. Maybe read the newspaper, like the Wall Street Journal for business students, and take some notes from the articles you read about the topic. Many of the professors give grades about the participation in class. So you cannot just keep quiet and take notes from whatever everybody else says. You have to seek out yourself, your opinion. It's very interesting, one of our professors said, "You know, I don't want to listen to you like I agree with someone else. I want to know what your opinion is."
听第四段对话，回答第10至第12三个小节。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这3个小节。
Buy your new computer?
I ordered it online. I saved 20% doing it that way.
Weren't you scared of being cheated?
No. I order things online all the time, and I've never had a problem. I use a special pay card, and only buy from sellers with good reputation. The pay card makes it much safer for the consumer, because they will return your money if you don't receive the product.
Why is it so much cheaper to buy online?
Selling online is much cheaper for the seller. They don't need to pay staff or rent a huge store. In a competitive market, these savings are passed on to the consumer.
How does the pay card company make money?
They just take a couple percent of each buy. Even without the fee, it's still often cheaper to buy online. It really depends on where you shop and what you're buying then.
Why do so many people still buy things in stores then?
A lot of people still feel it's safer to buy things that way. Some people don't really mind paying more.
Where did you buy your new computer?
I ordered it online. I saved 20% doing it that way.
Weren't you scared of being cheated?
No, I order things online all the time, and I've never had a problem. I use a special pay card, and only buy from sellers with good reputation. The pay card makes it much safer for the consumer, because they will return your money if you don't receive the product.
Why is it so much cheaper to buy online?
Selling online is much cheaper for the seller. They don't need to pay staff, or rent a huge store. In a competitive market, these savings are passed on to the consumer.
How does the pay card company make money?
They just take a couple percent of each buy. Even with that fee, it's still often cheaper to buy online. It really depends on where you shop and what you're buying then.
Why do so many people still buy things in stores then?
A lot of people still feel it's safer to buy things that way. Some people don't really mind paying more.
心定转如来。回答第十三至第十五三个小题。现在你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Take a quick glance around any home or workplace. How many things are made of plastic? At first, plastic seems wonderful. We could put food into plastic containers. If you go to a party, people often use plastic plates and cups. It takes a lot less time to throw everything into a plastic garbage bag instead of washing and drying the dishes the way people used to. Plastic made a lot of things cheaper. Or so it appeared at first. But is a plastic laundry basket really a bargain if it falls apart within 6 months and you have to buy a new one? I don't think so. Many things made of plastic simply don't last as well as items made of other materials. They are much more likely to end up in a landfill site after a short time. Our lands and oceans are filling up with plastic garbage, and it's going to be there for a long, long time. It's too much of a good thing. The production of plastic bottles and bags and packaging is way out of control. A few communities have banned plastic shopping bags, and some stores are encouraging people to bring their own reusable bags by charging the shopping bags.Take a quick glance around any home or workplace. How many things are made of plastic? At first, plastic seemed wonderful. We could put food into plastic containers. If you go to a party, people often use plastic plates and cups. It takes a lot less time to throw everything into a plastic garbage bag instead of washing and drying the dishes the way people used to. Plastic made a lot of things cheaper. Or so it appeared at first. But is a plastic laundry basket really a bargain if it falls apart within 6 months and you have to buy a new one? I don't think so. Many things made of plastic simply don't last as long as items made of other materials. They are much more likely to end up in a landfill site after a short time. Our lands and oceans are filling up with plastic garbage, and it's going to be there for a long, long time. It's too much of a good thing. The production of plastic bottles and bags and packaging is way out of control. A few communities have banned plastic shopping bags, and some stores are encouraging people to bring their own reusable bags by charging the shopping bags.
第一节到此结束。第二节，听取信息，听下面一段独白，请根据题目要求，从所听到的内容中获取必要的信息，填入答题卡，编号为16-20的空格中。听录音前，你将有10秒钟的练习时间。录音播两遍，你将有60秒钟的作答时间。
Hello, everybody.I'm going to tell you something about the 2009 National Flower Festival. It includes the city's largest parade, street fair, and a citywide party, and is expected to attract more than 1 million people. And this year, the organisers are making a special effort to make it green through recycling and tree plantings around the city. The festival opens on Saturday, March the 28th at the National Building Museum with cultural events, arts and crafts, demos and performances. Parading starts on Saturday, April the 4th from 10 a.m. to noon. It is estimated that more than 100,000 people will gather along the streets for the event. This year's parade features a lot of balloons, 11 marching bands, and many cartoon characters. Admission to the reviewing booth is $17 per person. Please call Ticketmaster at 800-551-SEAT. Standing along the route is free. As the parade concludes, the nation's largest street fair opens from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. It fills 6 blocks of streets with special sights, smells and sounds. Visitors to the free stages may enjoy singing and dancing performances while tasting different drinks and dishes. During the final weekend of the festival, activities take place on the riverside. The day starts with a walk past festival artwork, Saturday, April the 11th, and concludes with a spectacular fireworks display. Hello everybody. I'm going to tell you something about the 2009 National Flower Festival. It includes the city's largest parade, street fair, and a citywide party, and is expected to attract more than 1 million people. And this year, the organisers are making a special effort to make it green through recycling and tree plantings around the city. The festival opens on Saturday, March the 28th at the National Building Museum with cultural events, arts and crafts, demos and performances. Parading starts on Saturday, April the 4th from 10 a.m. to noon. It is estimated that more than 100,000 people will gather along the streets for the event. This year's parade features a lot of balloons, 11 marching bands, and many cartoon characters. Admission to the reviewing booth is $17 per person. Please call Ticketmaster at 800-551-SEAT. Standing along the route is free. As the parade concludes, the nation's largest street fair opens from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. It fills 6 blocks of streets with special sights, smells and sounds. Visitors to the free stages may enjoy singing and dancing performances while tasting different drinks and dishes. During the final weekend of the festival, activities take place on the riverside. The day starts with a walk past festival artwork, Saturday, April the 11th. And concludes with a spectacular fireworks display.
现在你有2分钟的时间， 将听力部分的答案转移到客观答题卡上。